The Massachusetts Gaming Commission will allow Wynn Resorts to keep the license for the $2.5 billion casino that it's building in Everett. A commission ruling released last night chastises Wynn for failing to report the sexual misconduct allegations against company founder and former CEO Steve Wynn, but it says the casino can open as scheduled next month as long as some conditions are met, including the payment of a large fine. WBUR Steve Brown's been following this story. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Deb.
So on the one hand, the commission says Wynn remains suitable to hold the casino license. On the other hand, the commission's critical. What are the main concerns of the commissioners?
Well, the big one, of course, is that the company never notified the Gaming Commission of a $7.5 million payout that was made a few years back to settle allegations of sexual assault against company founder and former CEO Steve Wynn. The commission found that while the company did not willfully provide false or misleading information to Massachusetts regulators, back when they were considering who should be granted the Boston area casino license, Wynn Resorts did not disclose the settlement until it was reported last year in the Wall Street Journal. The commission is also concerned that the company, and in particular its new CEO, Matt Maddox, were slow to respond to and properly investigate other allegations of misconduct, jeopardizing the well-being and safety of employees.
So then why do commissioners say Wynn should still keep the casino license?
Well, they seem satisfied, for the most part, that finally the culture at Wynn has shifted away from it being a founder-led company where the management and staff really kowtowed to the whims and indiscretions of Steve Wynn to a company that is more responsive to the safety of the employees.
And yet the commission levied a $35 million fine with several conditions. Tell us about that.
Right. Of course, the fine being the biggest sanction being handed down. It's actually $15 million more than what the Nevada regulators handed down earlier this year for essentially the same violations by Wynn. The Mass Gaming Commission is also requiring Wynn Resorts to pay for an independent monitor to conduct a full review and evaluation of all policies and organizational changes that are going to be adopted by the company as directed by the Gaming Commission.
Now, many people are expressing some relief at this ruling, right?
Yeah, definitely. Over in the city of Everett, which has been banking on this project opening next month, last night Mayor Carlo Di Maria issued a statement saying that the decision is good for the 5,000 people who will be going to work there. The Everett City Councilor Michael McLaughlin is praising the commission ruling and now looking forward to the casino opening.
The people in my community were always concerned whether or not jobs would be delivered. And I had no doubt that the jobs would come. It was just a matter of when, not if.
Now, Wynn Resorts, we asked them for a reaction. They got back to us and said that they got the decision late last night. They're in the process of reviewing that decision and considering the full range of their next steps, and they won't have further comment until they've thoroughly reviewed the decision.
Now, during the commission hearings on this a month ago, the commissioner seemed critical of the new CEO of Wynn. You mentioned him, Matt Maddox. He worked closely with Steve Wynn, and the commission criticized management, his leadership, his communication skills, and ordered him to pay a $500,000 fine. And yet the commission report says those are not reasons to deem Maddox unsuitable. Tell us more about him.
Well, he is Steve Wynn's handpicked successor, and he's one of the few links to the company's founder who remains in a position of power. It was quite obvious during the hearing that some commissioners had some reservations about Maddox's ability to bring about change within the company. One of the conditions set forth in the decision is that Wynn's board of directors will hire an executive coach to provide training to Maddox in various areas, including leadership development, effective and appropriate communications, enhanced sensitivity to and awareness of human resource issues related to diversity, hostile work environments, sexual harassment and assault, human trafficking and domestic violence. Now, Gina Scaramella is a director of the Boston Area Rape Crisis Center. She's been working with Wynn on employee training and culture review. She says the monitoring requirement is a good way to make sure that the work continues.
We have been impressed with how committed they've appeared to be in creating a different corporate culture. They will continue to need to stay vigilant in the efforts that they've started at this point.
So, Steve, would you say Wynn seems ready to open the casino next month as scheduled?
they are, part of their presentation at the hearing was how they've been going full steam ahead on this project, trying to create a sense of inevitability that this resort will open on time. They've been accepting reservations for a little over a month, and I would suspect that the commissioners who have been deciding whether Wynn remains suitable will be standing alongside company executives next month for the official ribbon cutting.
WBUR's Steve Brown, thanks for being with us.
Thanks, Deb.